The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Cleaning Nation. This is not Lindsay, nor is it Mike, nor is it
Tracy
or Suzanne or any of the other people who work for us. It is Jared and Jackson. So Lindsay has foolishly left us an episode that we can literally do whatever the heck we wanted. And funny enough, Jackson and I decided we are not going to be talking about ads because it's literally what we talk about every time we're on the podcast. So we're going to be switching it up today. Jackson has been working with Grow My Cleaning Company for over a year.
Is that right? Like a year and a month now, I think.
Nice. Oh, he's got it marked on his calendar. Like a,
I throw a little party when the day comes around.
And I've been working with Mike since 2019, the end of 2019. So I've been with Mike for a long time. So we thought we would just kind of share today, because this dude obviously gets on this microphone and he just rants about how to grow a business and all this kind of stuff. And obviously on his end, he's grown a business. And we wanted to just kind of talk about some of the techniques that he has in his leadership style that we enjoy. And that as employees of people who work for him, what we've said, like, wow, we really enjoy working for this company. We've worked with this company for a long time. I don't have any plans to leave. I'm not going to bed at night and thinking, my gosh, I cannot wait till this job. I'm going to find myself another job and free myself from Mike. I don't feel that at all. And the fact that I think that he's created an environment that I don't feel that is shows that he kind of knows what he's doing. So I guess Jackson, I could just sit in the driver's seat here and I can either lob you some easy ball questions or you can just overall share anything that stands out to you or maybe what's different about working with Grow My Cleaning Company compared to other companies. Oh, that's a crazy story. So Jackson and I actually come from the same company.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Okay, go for it.
We have the unique perspective because we both have come to Grow My Cleaning Company from the same previous management. Yep. So Jared was technically a step higher than I was at the last job.
That's right.
But in the same realm, we had the same bosses. We interacted with the same people. And ultimately we left that company for pretty much the same reason. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jared technically poached me, but same difference.
Yep.
And it was it was kind of the typical business structure, but also not so typical in terms of the company was very young, but we had bosses, we had to do reports and the culture was strikingly different than what Mike has put together here. Not to say that doesn't work for everyone, but you know, there's a reason we left ultimately.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing that I felt in my last arena, the last place that we were at. So Jackson and I worked in the same company, but we didn't work there at the same time. So we didn't know each other until we came here.
But I heard many stories. They didn't refer to Jared by name, but they referred to him as previous employee. It was like previous employee X. Like he who shall not be named.
Me. Yeah. Exactly. The last place I worked, and yeah, I did. I had a title that allowed me to have an opinion in the company. And I found that my opinion was not being heard. Now, does that mean that my opinion's always right? No, and I'm aware of this. But creating an environment where my opinion is heard is something that Mike, I feel like, has done an amazing job at. I can literally, if I wanted to, during this podcast, write Mike a message and say to Mike, hey, I have a concern I want to talk to you. And he will listen. He will clear. He will sit with me one-on-one and he will give me the attention. And I have never felt in the years I've worked with Mike that he has brushed my opinion under the table, that he's just kind of said, well, that Jared, I've heard what you had to say. Thank you. He knows when we're having these conversations, and I think a lot of it has to do with core values and whatnot, is that I think he just knows the value of what employees can bring from their perspective into his life. And I've been reading this book, it's called Think Again. And I see a lot of Mike in this book. And what it essentially teaches is the thought process of, like, the minute we think we're always right, like, we just become lawyers. We just enter a courtroom and we just both battle. But the idea is, if we can have this thought process that maybe neither of us are always right all the time, that it creates this neutral ground and this safe place to be able to share and express ideas. And I feel like over the years, I've had that freedom, and that freedom makes me feel valuable. And yeah, that's why I'm here.
Yeah. No, that's very true. And that was kind of like a mindset shift I had to have when coming here. Cause I was always in the situation where, like I could voice an opinion or I was upper management, quote unquote, at these different jobs I held. But at the end of the day, it's usually somebody else's way or the highway. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I still remember, and this is a totally true story. It's like, I was 2 months in with Mike. Right. And honestly, the position I initially got hired for got cut back and nixed within the idea changed on what we wanted to do within a month for good reason. Mm-hmm. But within a month, I was like, well, now I'm sitting in a working at a job where I don't know what I'm going to do. And basically I thought like, okay, well, I just left a relatively stable job to come here. And now I'm kind of up in the wind potentially. And I remember in November, we had our live event, which are totally awesome. And it was my first, I had a great time, but at the end of it, I remember talking to Mike and I was like, hey, Mike, just to be transparent, like I'm a little worried and I don't know what's going to end up happening. Right. Like what I was initially supposed to be doing, I'm no longer doing, and it's not on the radar to be done anytime soon. And that was a pretty frank conversation that I had with him. And he was completely, like you said, he listened, we talked through it. I gave my opinions. He told me what he expected and what he wanted. And it felt really refreshing. It was really nice. And it definitely put me at ease, you know, which I don't think I would have ever had at any other type of job. Yeah. Cause you typically, you know, you work in a position and the writing's kind of on the wall when you're going to get let go or something like that. It's very rarely to get blindsided. At least in what we do, you know, some companies, yes, you can get blindsided, but in this area, it's like, you know, when you might be going out and you got to start updating your resume. Right. But, and this was one of those cases and I was like, well, shoot, I'm going to have to start looking again. And then Mike just kind of put that at ease. And that's how he operates with that kind of stuff. He knows when he's surrounded by good people and he doesn't want to let that go to waste. He wants to develop not only value back for the people he works with, the people we work with, but he wants to make sure that each person who's working with him is fully utilized to the best of their abilities.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've had similar experiences as well. You know, you have this, like, what if, you know, I do all of Mark's, I went Facebook, which is Mark Zuckerberg. I do all of Mark's Facebook ads. I do all of Mike's Facebook ads and have had conversations like we've had in when I was, I think 2020 earlier, our business account got shut down and I never felt like Mike was going, well, Jared, I guess you're not needed anymore. But the idea is, Jared, you have the ability of creating leads. Let's move you into a position that you can continue to create leads for us. And when you have someone, as soon as you feel that loyalty then as the employee starts to really come out like, oh, you have my back. Then I got your back, bro. I got you, you know, and that's kind of what built that loyalty between Mike and I. Watch, I get fired next week. They're like, well, what happened, Jared? Yeah, I'm fired.
No, I'm worried because if Jared ever gets let go, then immediately his work gets transitioned onto the next marketing person who is me.
Right. It's true. Yeah. And likewise, Jackson just did his honeymoon in 2 weeks and I about lost all my hair because I was running his job. And yeah. The other thing that, and this is like a really, I think the advice I would give as coming from an employee, I think a lot of who are listening are people who own cleaning companies and maybe haven't been in an employee situation for a while. So I want to share with you coming from someone who's been an employee or is an employee, the thing that I appreciate the most, and I think it's a pretty tangible thing and a goal that you can reach within your own cleaning company. Mike gives me freedom to do my job well. And he doesn't try to distract me with other things that are going to take away from what I am good at. So I came to him with skill sets and his idea is let's water these skill sets that you have and grow these skill sets so that we benefit from them. Instead of saying, fire over here, fire over here, fire over here, fire over here, and pulling me in all these different directions and really having me do things that I'm not great at, but they just need a warm body to kind of sit in. He instead says, take your time to focus on this and become amazing at this. And then when I'm amazing at it, he doesn't have to manage me. And I think Mike feels that on his end, that he doesn't need to make sure Jared's getting out of bed and doing his job in the morning. Jared's really good at his job. Jared can do his job in his sleep at this point because he's so good at it that I don't have to worry about him. He's great at it and we're good. And so I feel like I'm almost my own business owner. I work on my schedule. Mike cares about the result. He wants to know the result. And if there's something off from the result, then Mike's going to step in and say, like, how can I support you to get that result? Because here's the result that we need. It's not, Jared, you're in trouble. Jared, you fell short. Jared, I'm going to pound you. Jared, I'm going to overstep you. Jared, I'm going to tell you how to do your job. None of that exists. It's support me on how I can get the results. So we agree on goals of what we're going to accomplish. And then he supports in any way he can that I accomplish that. But I feel ownership of what I'm doing. I don't feel like I'm doing Mike's job. I feel like I'm doing my job and I have Mike's support. And I think that's a really unique thing coming from a boss.
Yeah. I mean, ditto, honestly. Yeah. Which is, you know, very difficult that in practice saying this is easy, but like, especially in our position, Jared's, you know, halfway around the world right now. I'm in Wisconsin, Mike's somewhere else. We're all in different spots. And so doing that type of work virtually is very difficult, and it's very easy to become heavy-handed and monitor people like that. And the same thing goes for cleaning company owners or just business owners in general. It's tough because it's your baby and your business is your baby, and it's easier to be heavy-handed and to use that, like, oh, this is my child, I know what's best for it, or I know what this business needs, as opposed to, you know, giving your employees that freedom. And we're not saying, like, right off the bat, you hire someone, yeah, just go and do your thing, right? But it's that your employees, your workers, whether it be managers, cleaners, driver, whatever it is, they're gonna flourish with that support, with that understanding that they are, you know, you're an adult. I know you know how to do this job. You've shown the skill sets. You've proved to me in the time being, I'm going to let you, you know, do what's best. And I know it's going to grow the business. And I know it's going to make you loyal to the company, loyal to us working together and all that kind of stuff. And it's better in the long run, as opposed to being that heavy-handed boss that, you know, checks that you're logging in or checks that, you know, everything's done exactly to the T. You're just trusting them.
Right. Yeah. I think that to kind of piggyback what you're saying, if I felt that way, I would feel, let's just put it this way. If Mike was kind of pulling me in different directions and mad at me for certain things, I feel like I would be always coming up with excuses why I'm not doing the best that I can. Well, Mike, if you weren't pulling me in so many different directions, I could be doing my job better. Or Mike, if you would get off my back, or Mike, if you could do this. But where Mike comes at my job as, Jared, what can I do to support you to get this goal? And this is your goal. This is it. You hit this and, Jared, I ain't going to bug you. You've got it. And that goal moves, right? We're not just, and the same goal I had in 2019 is not the goals we have in 2021. So I'm progressing through my goals and I'm receiving support through my goals as well. And so it just feels like I have control of my life. And I really feel like employees can sometimes feel that. We feel like we're being good business owners because we're taking charge and we're grabbing the bull by the horns and we're pulling it where it needs to go. But truthfully, if your employees can move that for you, imagine how much more of your life is going to open up. And I think that, I mean, I know that Mike teaches a lot of these principles within his program, that this 9-week program that we have. And I know that there's a lot of principles on, like, how to manage people properly and how to get people and employees to run stuff for you. And realistically, today's Wednesday. You know why? Let's just call a spade here. You know why
today's
Mike's not
Tuesday.
Here? Oh, it's Tuesday. Oh man, if it was Wednesday, I had it. Today is Tuesday. But Mike he loves to play basketball and he goes to the YMCA on Wednesdays and he plays basketball with a bunch of old men. And his company doesn't fall. Nothing happens. And there's people within his millionaire mastermind who I follow them all on Facebook and they're like in Mexico. I don't know if Dylan and Bob are in Mexico right now with each other, and like their cleaning companies don't fall apart. And I'm sure people think, like, how is that possible? And of course, if you have people who have goals and ownership of these goals, then your job is simply just to say, how are you doing with hitting your goals? And if they're not hitting their goals, it's like, well, what can we brainstorm to help you hit your goals? Not let me take over your job because you're not doing it. That's not going to help anyone in those scenarios.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just will just add, it's like, it's not an overnight thing that can be done. It's not immediate, like you flip a switch kind of thing. It takes time, but it also doesn't take years and years and years to do it. Cause there are people that I've been working with, since last year, October, and this year, October, they're able to take those trips that Jared said, they're able to go away and their business isn't falling apart. And it took a lot of time and hard work and like self-realization of these kinds of things, but following that leadership style, working in that kind of ethic of how you work with your employees, how you support your business. It is doable, but it is, you know, it's not like a instant flip of the switch kind of thing. And you can expect something the very next day.
Yeah. Well, cool, man. I think that we've reached our time, and I think that we've cleared what we're supposed to be talking about. I think hopefully if we're not here next podcast, or if we're not here in the next time we're supposed to be on, we did get fired. So we didn't do what we're supposed to be doing, but yeah.
Everybody, I think that write your letters to Mike, Sergey, Grow My Cleaning Company, and request Jared and Jackson be reinstated immediately.
Right. Please. Yeah, please. Yeah, I think that I guess the point of this is we want you to know that the person that you've been listening to for years and years and has a bajillion episodes of podcasts does have this internally. And quite frankly, Mike didn't ask us to do this topic. We, Jackson and I, just slacked each other and said, hey, let's talk about this because we really do feel this way. So thanks so much for listening. If you haven't yet, I would book a call with our team. We have a team of coaches that Mike pays for. So you don't pay for them. Mike pays for them to give value to your business and where you are. And it's supposed to be a custom plan. So you essentially fill out a form, and then these guys will look at your form, and then they're going to give you the steps that you need to be able to grow your cleaning company. And full transparency, if they are doing this and they're like, dude, you are a candidate for this. We accept somewhere between, it's like 15 to 20 people a month for this program. And if you fall under that, they're going to invite you to this program, which is you essentially work with Jackson and Jared and the team of Grow My Clean Company. And we do all that stuff for you. So anyway, I'll leave that invitation with you. It's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Yep. Talk. I should know that as that's my link. But go to that and book your call. And yeah, we'll look forward to seeing you on the other side. Take care, guys.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.